Okay, so my thing seems to be accountability. I am not, I know that you've been doing this whole piece on it too right now. And I write my plan out and I don't stick with it. And it's just like nonstop. So I did that one thing about 67 days, you know, I was like doing that piece, like I can do it. And then I realized what was happening is I went back and I got to about 52 and I just thought, you know, fuck this. Like, I'm not giving up, but I don't want to write it down anymore. It's like about every 4 or 5 days, I screw up. I do my TDLs and everything else. We've talked before, and sometimes I think maybe it's because I don't believe. Like, I don't believe in myself.
So every 4 or 5 days, you eat off your plan, and this is like mm-hmm. a huge, like, huge deal.
I think so. I mean, I'm trying to find a pattern. Because
why
I'm not
a bad thing that every 4 or 5 days you're eating off plan.
Because I'm not finding myself accountable. I'm not even accountable on my every day. I change it, but I'm not overeating. I change it all the time. I don't stick.
So then you're not doing it. 4 or 5 days. Tell me what's happening. Tell me, have you lost weight?
Yeah. No.
Okay. No. So we know that we're going to have to stick to some plans. What's going on these plans and why are you changing them? You're not my sandwich girl, are you?
Yeah, I'm your sandwich girl.
Are you really?
I'm not in the mood to eat that. I am not in the mood to eat that. I don't want that. I want something else. And I think, well, here I am. I want something else.
So tell me what you had. Did you break the plan yesterday?
I didn't do a plan yesterday because I haven't been writing for a couple of days now, about a week.
Oh my God, you were so close to a 1 hour call with me.
I know.
All of that, like, I just...
I know.
...want it, and, like...
I just felt like I wasn't doing it. I wasn't even doing it.
You were doing it! You were 57, and you only had to do 67, or 53!
Every corner, I would put 1 out of 67, and I went every day with how many days I got.
I want to show you the difference between your thought and my thought.
Mm-hmm.
You have so much judgment around this plan shit that you got to 53 in a row and stopped. In my mind, I'm like, oh my God, you did 53. We've got so much to learn. We got so much stuff that we can figure out. We can have a whole hour together. I want you to see where your brain went.
It
totally stopped you right there. And I'm very curious as to why you would stop at 53 when you're so close to having that hour with me.
Yeah.
With no results. Because you really have to do 67 with no results.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
All right. So what did we learn? Other than the fact that, like, did you ever plan those sandwiches?
I did. And then I even planned some sugar. And I did. Yeah, I did a couple of them.
Like 2 out of 53.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know. I have to look.
Lisa. What did you, before you quit planning the 53, what were you putting on that plan? Was it sandwiches and sugar, or were you back to what you were doing before, which is planning what you...
Both. So I would...
Give me an idea. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I would do, because I was like always saying, well, I'm not in the mood for that. Why do I have to eat that? So I says, okay, salad. And if I feel like having a sandwich today, I'll have a sandwich. So I would do that for lunch. Dinner has always been a problem. So I've been working on the dinner plan, and usually it's some chicken or some quinoa rice or something like that. Or I'm not sure what it is at that turning point either.
What's the problem here? Like, let me just say, if your 53 plans, every single one of them, you either had a sandwich or salad for lunch, and you were having a protein and quinoa or a protein and a carb except for dinner, mm-hmm. you would be losing weight.
Yeah.
What is the problem? Why are you not losing weight? And don't say it's not because I'm not following the plan. I want to know, like, what, like, how are you not following the plan?
Maybe I'm overeating. I think that's a piece of it that I've done.
No, maybe. I want you to tell me.
Exactly. I was overeating. I didn't stop when I should have because I was getting anxious or uptight with my family. And I don't know how to sit with that anymore like I used to because I got everybody in my face. And...
So you were overeating quinoa and chicken?
No, just chicken or whatever else was on the table. I mean...
Like what is it? I want you to be specific.
I know. Okay. So I would overeat if I made some pasta and meatballs. I would overeat those foods. I would overeat enchilada. I would put enchilada on my meal. Yes, they were on my plan because I had them in my house. And I says, okay, they're in my house. I'm going to plan them.
Okay. So when you plan enchiladas, what does that look like on your 24-hour plan?
Well, I put it on and then I have one. And then I'll have a little bit, maybe a half a one or a little bit more. And I'm, you know, I'm really done, but I'm not done.
Okay. So
and then I start cheating. Half,
or did you plan one?
One.
But you're eating.
And then I was still hungry. Yeah, I was still hungry. And then I was getting uptight.
Why did you not start planning one and a half?
Because I knew I wasn't hungry for it.
No, you were. You just said I was hungry.
Yeah, I know. But it was like I was overeating. Like I felt like I was overeating.
Right, but here's where you missed my whole point. You're still not being realistic. The whole point is for you to get very conscious. You're still practicing eating behind your back rather than eating exactly what you eat and the way you do it, which is too much, but with it right in your face. If you're going to have anxiety with your family, I want you to also have anxiety with overeating through it. I don't want you practicing being ginned up with your family and then overeating because of it. I want you to practice planning like I eat fucking meatballs like a boss and here's how many I'm going to have 10. And if that's reality, we need to plan reality so that when you're sitting there and you're eating all of it, the conversation has to change in your head. You've not done that. You've allowed the same old conversation to be played out. I'm just going to have a little more. It's their fault.
And I hear that, and then I hear the anger, and that's what's happening is in me. Is like when you were talking about it, like, man, I can eat meatballs like a boss. I'm like, fuck. I'm so angry.
Right. I want you to be angry when you're eating meatballs. I don't want you angry on the phone with me. That's too late. It's too late. We don't get to be angry then. You know what we get to do then? Go back to the playbook. Like, we have to assess. Anger and disappointment and fear and doubt, all that, I want you to feel it when the food's going in. And I want you to feel it because you're consciously making the choice. Because you're like, I've got goals, but I'm eating 2 enchiladas every night. By God, 2 enchiladas, and I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to be pissed at myself because I plan to. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be like sitting there thinking, I shouldn't even eat like this. There's no way I'll get to my goals. While you're eating, but what you do and what everyone else does, you guys sit there and eat and you say like, oh, my fucking family, if they just, I'm just gonna have a little more. I'm probably still hungry. You have this tired out conversation. And then now you're on the phone with me and you're crying and you're angry and you're pissed and you're feeling all of those feelings when it's too fucking late. That's why we do the realistic plan. Because when you have that conversation in the middle of that boss-like meatball dinner and 2 enchiladas, you'll stop because it won't feel good in the moment. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're eating to feel good in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I want to flip the script. I want it to feel awful in the moment to overeat. Awful. So that you start like feeling good later about changing how you handle your life. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I do.
And I know I'm like railing on you, but like,
no, it's okay.
Or like every other person, like this realistic plan, I just know that this is going to be like me unlocking some kind of scientific secret and I'm going to win an award at some point because I really think this is such a key to all of it. But I've got to get you guys on board. And the hardest part of it is you're afraid you won't lose weight.
Yeah.
Your fear will stop you from doing it. And you're afraid now. I just want you to be afraid and just try something new anyway.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I am going to start writing my plan out again. Okay. And I am going to write my realistic plan. And I'm going to plan for extra food now instead of, you know, eating until I'm 5 or 2 or whatever that might be. But just to eat And then when I'm pissed off eating, I have to make sure that I see myself pissed off eating.
Yeah. And you get to stop
what I want to be doing.
If you want to stop and chew with all that food on there, you get to do that.
Yeah. And I guess I hope that I'm going to do that, right? It's that trust again.
It's easier to stop at your two when you're in a lot of awareness. And that is the point of the realistic plan, to make you so aware of what's going on. Right now, you're just not aware.
Yeah.
Here's what you're aware of. Your family, not your food.
I know.
And I want you aware of your food. And then you can address your family. Your family doesn't cause anxiety. Your family doesn't piss you off.
They do.
No, they don't.
I piss myself off. It's me.
It's they do and say things, and your mind is going wild. If you want to be pissed at them, have at it. I'm pissed at Chris right now about my Mac, but I choose it. I don't blame him for why I'm mad. I'm like, no, here's why I'm mad. I'm choosing it. But I don't have to eat when I choose it. If I think people are making me feel something, then I need to do something to make those feelings go away. If I choose these feelings, they're mine to own. I don't need to make them go away.
Yeah.
Because I know that I have the power to make them go away whenever I'm ready. That's the difference. That's why you can't blame your family. You blurted it on out there. That's a call. You need to get on a call and talk about that. Get on a coach hour or get on one of my calls next month, and you need to talk about why you think your family is doing things to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's really the real problem. It's not all this other stuff. I coached somebody the other day it's always amazing to me when people have unresolved issues in their life, like when it's their family or whatever, they sabotage themselves over and over again in weight loss because it's such a convenient way to spend a lot of mental energy thinking about that versus thinking about how they're going to deal with all this other stuff.
Okay.
All right. You got your marching orders. I know it always feels worse before it feels better.
Yeah.
I still want you to plan the sandwiches.
Okay, I will.
I'm so amazed at myself for remembering this.
I know. Thank you.
You're my sandwich girl, aren't you?
I am. Lisa the sandwich girl.
That's right. All right. Thanks. You've got your homework, Mama. All right. Bye.
Okay, have a great day.